It's our foul. Actually, Winston Churchill said that about 1930. The only question, the tense agreement, should it be our foul or is foul? Our fourth story in the countdown, we generally only learn how foul long after the fact. Have laws been broken during the campaign of 2006? Good luck. 2004? Keep guessing. 2002? Yes. And a senior Republican operative is admitting it and insisting it was the idea of those well above him. And he's talking about it, all of it, exclusively with our senior investigative correspondent, Lisa Myers. Lisa?
Keith, as you well know, both Republicans and Democrats have engaged in dirty tricks over the years. Alan Raymond is among the few who got caught and paid a heavy price.
For years, Alan Raymond was a prominent Republican operative with a reputation for bare-knuckle tactics.
Political campaigns are very aggressive. The aggressor wins. When you are aggressive, you are pushing the envelope.
In an exclusive interview, Raymond admits that 4 years ago, he went beyond pushing the envelope and actually crossed the line. He spent 3 months in prison. Now in a civil suit, Democrats are trying to tie his misdeeds to the White House.
It all happened during a hard-fought battle for the U.S. Senate in New Hampshire between then-Democratic Governor Gene Shaheen and Republican John Sununu. Raymond was running a telemarketing firm. He says an old friend from the Republican National Committee, James Tobin, came to him with an idea. Use nonstop hang-up calls to tie up Democratic phone lines on Election Day.
He gave me a call and outlined the program and asked me if it was something that was that could be done.
So you were trying to create chaos and keep Democrats from getting out their vote.
That's right. We were trying to create chaos and prevent the Democratic Party from operating efficiently.
Good morning, Governor. Good morning.
On Election Day, the plan worked until nervous state Republicans pulled the plug.
That day, because our phone lines ended up being jammed, the people that count on us to get rides to the polls weren't able to get the rides they needed.
And the Republican candidate won, though there's no evidence that phone jamming made the difference.
Do you believe that only Republicans engage in dirty tricks?
No, I believe that both parties engage in dirty tricks. I think it happens all the time, in one way or another. You know, dirty tricks in politics are like UFO sightings. You know, you see them every once in a while, you know they exist, but you can't necessarily point to what it really is. So yeah, they occur. But let's be clear on something. The New Hampshire phone jamming was not a dirty trick. It was criminal.
Raymond cooperated with authorities and pleaded guilty to conspiring to make harassing phone calls.
The difference between myself and my co-conspirators in this case is that I didn't hesitate to take responsibility and tell the truth.
RNC operative James Tobin denied any involvement. In this FBI report obtained by NBC News, he told agents that he informed a state party leader at the time that he would not support or endorse the idea. The Republican National Committee spent an estimated $3 million to defend Tobin, who nevertheless was convicted of telephone harassment. Others charged in the scheme, including Raymond, did not get the RNC's financial support.
A lot of folks think that because the Republican National Committee paid $3 million to defend this guy, that they have something to hide.
Well, that's a very fair assumption to make, and they need to answer for that.
The RNC declined to comment. Raymond said he initially assumed the RNC had approved the phone jamming operation.
On Election Day, you thought this had been endorsed by the Republican National Committee.
Well, I certainly knew that it had been endorsed by an agent of the Republican National Committee.
But now he says he's seen no evidence that others at the RNC or the White House signed off. In New Hampshire, a lawyer for the state Republican Party denies others were involved.
To the best of my knowledge, there was no discussion with the White House, no one at the Republican National Committee, or the New Hampshire Republican State Committee about this phone jamming.
Both the RNC and the White House also deny authorizing the operation. Still, New Hampshire Democrats have filed a civil suit, and a judge is allowing them to question Republicans all the way up to the White House about what they knew and when. This month, former RNC Chairman Ed Gillespie was deposed in the case. Alan Raymond says his once bright political career is over. He is now shunned by his party and as a felon, unable to vote.
In the end, it accomplished 4 years of scandal, lots of legal bills, people going to jail. Was it worth it? Absolutely not.
A cautionary tale, he says, for Republicans and Democrats.
And this may not be the end of this story. Sources tell NBC News that Justice Department lawyers and FBI agents have attended hearings and depositions in the Democrats' civil suit, which would seem to indicate an interest in this case. For Countdown, I'm Lisa Myers, NBC News, Washington.